From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Telkomsel, a subsidiary of state-owned communication firm PT Telkom Indonesia, will collaborate with Smesco Indonesia to support the digitalization of micro, small, and medium enterprises (MSMEs). President Director of Telkomsel, Hendri Mulya Syam, said in a statement on Saturday that Telkomsel will do this with the support of the advanced 4G and 5G technological network that is continued to be developed gradually. Leani Ratri Oktila and Kalimatus Sadiah secured the first gold medal for Indonesia at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics by winning the SL3-SU5 Women's Doubles Para Badminton Final on Saturday night. Earlier, Para Badminton team clinched two medals in the SU5 Men's Singles at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics on Saturday afternoon, with Deva Andri Musti snatching one silver medal and Suryo Nugroho pocketing one bronze medal. At least more than 1 million or 75.52% of Riau Island residents aged 18 years and older have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine, the COVID-19 Task Force has reported. On average, 10,000 vaccines have been administered daily to people from the age group. Let's move it on to the international news. Ariana Afghan Airlines resumed some flights in Afghanistan between Kabul and three major provincial cities on Saturday, the carrier said, after a technical team from Qatar reopened the capital's airport for aid and domestic services. The airport's runway has been repaired in cooperation with the authorities in Afghanistan, the ambassador said, according to Al Jazeera, in a further small step towards a return to relative normality after the turmoils of the past 3 weeks. The United Nations will convene an international aid conference in Geneva on September 13 to help avert what UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called a looming humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan. Guterres said in a post on Twitter announcing the conference that he said would seek a swift scale up in funding for humanitarian relief. Many Afghans were struggling to feed their families amid severe drought well before Taliban's militants seized power last month, and millions may now face starvation with the country's isolated and economy unraveling. Brazil's federal health regulator Anvisa on Saturday suspended the use of more than 12 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac biotech that were produced in an unauthorized plant. Anvisa said it was alerted on Friday by Sao Paulo's Butantan Institute, a biomedical center that has partnered with Sinovac to locally fill and finish the vaccine that 25 batches or 12.1 million doses sent to Brazil had been made in the plant. Presidential spokesperson Harry Roque said in a statement on Saturday that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is lifting a COVID-19 ban on travelers from 10 countries including India, the United Arab Emirates and Indonesia. The ban introduced in April then expanded to more countries in July to prevent the spread of the more contagious Delta variants will be lifted on Monday. That was the news.
Semua yang kami angkasawan RRI, sekarang
Indonesia, which has just been elected member of the Universal Postal Union UPU World Postal Operation Council POC, is committed to playing an active role in bringing the postal sector transformation agenda to international meeting. Acting Director General of Post and Information Technology of Indonesia, Ismail, stated in a press release last Friday. Ismail said that Indonesia's success in being elected as a member of the POC for the 2022-2025 period could not be separated from efforts to raise support through coordination between related agencies. These agencies are the Ministry of Communication and Information as the corner agencies that handles the postal sector, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as the agencies that handles Indonesia's memberships in international organization. Indonesia, among others, conveys 8 memoirs through diplomatic notes to foreign representative in Jakarta, conveys instructions to the Indonesian embassy or permanent mission, mobilizes Indonesian representative to focal points or stakeholders in accreditation countries. As a member of the POC 2022-2025, Indonesia has several important commitments, including actively proposing the transformation of the Universal Postal Union UPU business process through the use of information and communication technology. Indonesia will also voice the transformation of provisions regarding UPU products and services. In addition, Indonesia will focus on restructuring UPU's memberships to facilitate the inclusion of global postal sector stakeholders. Indonesia will also encourage the implementation of a fair postal service remuneration system to support the inclusion of micro, small and medium enterprises in the global export chain in the e-commerce era. The 27th UPU Congress took place in a hybrid manner in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, on August 9 to 27. The Indonesian ambassador in Dakar, representing Indonesia, was present in person in Abidjan, while other delegates attended the event virtually. The World Postal Council, POC, is the UPU body that handles matters related to the operational technicalities of international postal operation. Indonesia, which has been a member of the UPU since 1975, was successfully elected as a member of the POC for the period 2022-2025.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history with September 5, 1972, when the Munich massacres occurred. The Munich massacres, also known as the Black September, was an incident during the 1972 Munich Olympics. On September 5, 1972, the Black September group consisting of Palestinians took hostage and killed 11 Israeli athletes and policemen. In the rescue efforts carried out, all the militants were killed except for 3 of them. Let's move on to September 5, 1995, when the death of Benjamin Sueb occurred. Benjamin Sueb is one of the most famous legendary artists in Indonesia. Not only known as a singer, this indigenous entertainer of Batawi or Jakarta is also an actor, a comedian, songwriter, and director. Throughout his career, Benjamin has produced more than 53 film titles and 75 music albums. For the Batawi people, Benjamin has become a highly respected role model. Almost all of his works, both songs and films, tell about the life of the Batawi people. This is what makes the man with the nickname Sibiang Kerok has become a Batawi icon. Last event on September 5, 2005, when the crash of Mandala Airlines Flight 91 occurred. Mandala Airlines Flight RI-091 is a Boeing 737-200 aircraft belonging to Mandala Airlines that crashed in the Padang Bulan area, Medan, Indonesia, on September 5, 2005. This accident occurred while the plane was taking off from Polonia Airport in Medan. The plane flew the Medan-Jakarta route and carried 117 people, 112 passengers and 5 crew. It took off in an imperfect positions and then hit a power pole before falling into the road and hitting a residence house located only about 100 meters from the airport. There were 100 passengers died and 49 people on the ground also became victims. At least 17 passengers were reported safe.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to greet Najim Uddin in India. Hello, Mr. Najim Uddin. Thank you very much for your email and compliment on our broadcast. We really appreciate it. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song and have a great day.
Every day a new beginning, head up 'cause today you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe.
The best will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, spill be this. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
It's better and better express. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, strip you this. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
what you got. All you gotta do is show what you got, baby. Chase and make dreams even though they might seem crazy. All you gotta do is show what you got, baby. Everyone has to know.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Mandalika Grand Prix Association hopes that the government will immediately issue regulation regarding permission for spectators to attend the World Superbike and MotoGP events at the Mandalika Circuit, West Nusa Tenggara Province. According to the plan, on November 12 to 14, 2021, the Mandalika Circuit will host the World Superbike season closing series. Before next year's, it will be allocated as a MotoGP pre-season test arena on February 11 to 13, 2022. Circuit infrastructure such as asphalting, a 4.31 km track, was completed in mid-August. However, the Mandalika Grand Prix Association, as the promoters of the Mandalika Grand Prix, still has homework to complete the supporting elements such as the outer and inner guardrails, medical centers, health workers, two marshals according to the standards of the Fédération Internationale de Motorcyclisme, or FIM. The Mandalika Grand Prix Association Director of Strategy and Communication, Happy Harinto, as reported by Antara in Jakarta Wednesday, said that the COVID-19 pandemic was a major challenge for circuit developers and organizers to prepare for the two prestigious motorcycle racing events. In fact, inspections from the FIM International Motor Racing Federation had to be carried out virtually because of the global health crisis. Meanwhile, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, will encourage the acceleration of vaccination in West Nusa Tenggara ahead of the World Superbike event in November. Until August 20, he revealed only 16.24% of residents there had been vaccinated. He added that the international motorcycle racing event would require 50% of the people of the province to be vaccinated to ensure safety for the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Mandalika circuit has a length of 4.31 kilometers with 17 turns, and the paddock area will be able to accommodate 40 garages.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Malik Amir Baksh in Pakistan. Thank you for your greeting, sir. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Enjoy.
Manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti, terus menggali entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
A trip to Bali, especially to Gianyar, is incomplete if you don't enjoy a special Gianyar cuisine called nasi tepeng or tepeng rice. It used to be one of the mandatory types of breakfast for Gianyar residents, but now nasi tepeng can also be found in the afternoon, even evening, at the Gianyar market. For culinary lovers who like spicy, hot food, the tepeng rice is perfect for you. Nasi tepeng is cooked with the complete mixtures of spices and pepper that makes it taste spicy hot on your tongue. Usually, nasi tepeng or tepeng rice is combined with vegetables such as long beans, red beans, young jackfruit, eggplant, moringa leaves, and grated coconut to complement. While the side dishes are eggs and shredded chicken. Nasi tepeng basic ingredients is rice, cooked in plenty of water until it becomes quite soft, almost like porridge, and then mixed with secret spice that adds flavor to the taste. The way of serving it is still traditional, using banana leaves as a plate and young yellow coconut leaves as the spoon. Nasi tepeng can easily be found at Senggol Market in the morning. It is still a favorite breakfast menu for Gianyar people. But if you want to try it in the evening, you can also find it there, because Senggol Market is open from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. In fact, in the evening, you can enjoy the spicy and delicious taste of nasi tepeng while accompanied by calm atmosphere of the city of Gianyar. In Bali, nasi tepeng is usually also a mandatory dish that must be present at the Nyepi Day, which is one of the most important religious holidays in the Balinese Hindu community. On a Nyepi Day, people are supposed to celebrate solemnly, praying and worshipping in silence for one day. They make nasi tepeng a meal when they are doing it quietly.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I want to greet our listeners throughout the world. Hello guys, how are you? Voice of Indonesia is holding some events. Have you participated in these events? The method is very easy. Just visit our website voinews.id to find out what events we are holding. Come join us at the events. We are waiting for your participation as soon as possible because there are attractive prizes waiting for you. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu? Hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu? Hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Jangan berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to
listener, here is Musalani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The Indonesian team won a medal at the 14th International Earth Science Olympiad IESO of the 2021 International Earth Olympiad. The event, which is based in Tyumen, Siberia, Russia, was held online from August 25th to 30th, 2021. Uniquely, the Indonesian team participating in the Olympic was a combination of students from seven cities in Indonesia. This team won two bronze medals, one in the national research category and one in the individual category. The Indonesian Earth team consists of Andre Reza Media, Endrika Putra from the Insan Cendekia Lampung Timur, Hilman Agung Saputra and Rani Saraswati from Malang City East Java, Aileen Theodora and Sean Matthew from Surabaya, Tania Crescentia from Pontianak, Iqbal Raka Perdana from Sukoharjo Central Java, and Gladys Sajida Zahra from Yogyakarta. ISO itself is a competition for pre-college secondary students in the field of earth science, which includes knowledge of the geosphere or geology and geophysics, hydrosphere or hydrology and oceanography, atmosphere, meteorology and climatology, and astronomy. This activity is under the umbrella of the International Geoscience Education Organization, IGEO, which is an international organization with members of earth science educators or organization or institutions around the world for both pre-college and tertiary levels.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam kerasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by Anmesh Kamaleng. Once he won one of the singing competitions on national private television, he is increasingly recognized through his hit single entitled Cinta Luar Biasa. At the end of August 2021, he released a single entitled Bisa Tanpamu. This song is about someone who tries to prove that he can live without his ex-lover. The story of this song was inspired by Anmesh's personal experience. Indeed, his life story, especially his love story, became his biggest inspiration to produce songs. For Anmesh, making songs from personal experiences is a better move than just mourning them. Well, listener, here is Anmesh with the song Bisa Tanpamu. Happy listening!
Silakan pergi, pergi menjauh dariku. Seharusnya ku tak memulai semua, semua cerita antara kita yang kini tinggal kenangan. Bahwa ku bisa tanpamu. Kau memang tercipta bukan untuk bersamaku. Tapi ingatlah bahwa suatu hari nanti takkan kau temukan pada yang lain yang sangat mencintaimu lebih dariku. Hari demi hari ku lalui sendiri tanpa tawamu, tanpa candamu, tanpa manjamu. Oh, oh. Memang ku akui sulit untuk lupakanmu. Oh, oh. Namun semakin lama semakin ku terbiasa tanpa dirimu. Oh, akan ku buktikan bahwa ku bisa tanpamu. Kau temukan pada
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya,
COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Thank you.
Now I sense right,
but I was so wrong, and my so strong.
It all happened like magic.
I'm intoxicated, and now I'm home.
Ooh, baby, you're the one I really want.
To the fall, do this one more time.
Let's go.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenteram. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku setulus hatiku dapat kau pastikan hanya milikmu selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuannya. Tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.